Hey, everyone. I'm so excited to share our podcast has been nominated in Boise Weekly's annual Best of Boise contest. And while it's an honor to be nominated, I have to admit, it would be even more fun to win. If we've helped you connect to the city you love, go to the link in the show notes to vote for us by May 23rd. Thanks, Boise. Working from home is still very popular, with nearly 1 in 5 people in Ada County partially or fully working remotely. But when you want a change of scenery or a chance to get out of the house, where can you go to get stuff done? Today on CityCast Boise, we're going to break down some indoor and outdoor places you can go to break up the monotony. Plus, we have one unique suggestion that'll really surprise you. It's Thursday, May 9th. I'm Lindsay Van Allen, and this is what Boise's talking about. Where can you go to get things done in Boise? If you're working from home or you just really need to accomplish something, where in our city can you go? Today, I have Nick Kwa, friend of the podcast, and Blake Hunter, our Hey Boise newsletter editor. Hey, guys.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, thanks so much for joining me. Where do you guys get work done?
I think we should share the same office.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're both I think what's the word, tenants, subscribers to Trailhead down in downtown Boise. I'm not there every day because I have this insatiable need to, well, for me, the well runs dry very quickly in any particular location, especially my house.
Yeah, I'm there occasionally too. I have the same, I mean, love getting to work from home, but sometimes you got to get outside, which is, I mean, so many people are in that situation these days. Mm-hmm. But both work at a co-working space, but we're talking about like other stuff today as well. So it's not just like advertising for co-working spaces.
Exactly. Yeah. Because there's these co-working spaces, but I definitely want to look at maybe these third spaces. Where can you go if occasionally you work from home, maybe just one day a week, but you don't want to be in your house, or, you know, the weather's getting warmer. You need to finish up the work that you're doing, but man, you really want to be outside. It's so nice. Nick, where are maybe some outdoor spaces if you're kind of feeling that need for some outdoors, some of that sunshine, but you still got to work?
So I have been known to work at a park every once in a while, mostly if I'm reading something that's not on the screen, because sunlight, not great for a laptop screen.
No.
And so oftentimes, if I need to read like a magazine piece or if I'm editing something, I'll just print out like a piece and then I'll walk out to a park and read it. However, I also just feel like a little... you know, I like a good proximity to a bathroom.
Yeah.
That gets a little dicey with certain parks. The Greenbelt is also kind of a place that I've been known to kind of pop out every once in a while.
Blake, where are some maybe outdoor spaces you found that you can get that vitamin D and also get a little work done?
Yeah, I think that honestly, rather than going to like one of the really big parks that you know are pretty much going to be busy anytime, I think that my best luck has been with like smaller neighborhood parks, mm-hmm. And that kind of thing. So like for me and like folks in like West End, like Fairview is a really good place for that. I mean, they don't have and it's funny because it's like, it's whether if you really have to have tables, your park choices might be limited. But if you're okay with like sitting on the ground for a little while, that's great. I think that like small neighborhood parks are really the way to go.
Oh,
I think
for sure.
Like Kristen Armstrong Municipal Park in the West End. I used to live over, or East End, sorry. I used to live over there and I remember it so fondly. It's still one of my favorite parks. Downtown, like Sheree Buckner Webb, just like the smaller.
Sheree Buckner Webb is like built for that space. Like,
yes,
right,
exactly.
Yeah. And it has a bathroom.
It does, yeah.
One thing that I always like feel a little self-conscious about, so I do take a ton of phone calls for work. I don't feel great taking phone calls in parks, in part because of self-consciousness, but also like, am I bothering other people? That's a little tricky.
Yeah, no, that could definitely be tricky. Blake, I agree with you. So as a Meridian girly, I want to represent with Meridian because we're always talking about Boise spaces, and I want Meridian people to know there are some spaces for them too. But definitely just the little pocket parks. We have so many that are kind of tucked away. And especially during like business hours, school hours, there's usually not many kids there, if any. So it's going to be quiet. you can think. Eighth Street Park is fantastic. There's a bathroom there. There's a little area with like picnic tables and things, and it's got a lot of shade. So you can have the shade, you can have the sun. It doesn't get too hot. Chateau Park is another great one. Bathrooms.
Oh, great name.
I know. Isn't that yeah, great?
Sure.
I know.
Chateau Park.
It sounds, it's not that fancy of a park to have that fancy of a name, but it's a great space. Like there's big fields if you just want to go sit in the grass for a minute, read. There's, you know, tables, all kinds of stuff.
Listen, we do love an aspirational name. We do have Mountain Home. Yeah. Not too far from here.
Yeah, exactly. No, it feels, it maybe just feels better. Like I'm at Chateau Park, guys. And then I also think Julius Kleiner Park is a good one. That's right by the Village. And it's a huge space.
It's so big.
Yeah.
Every time I go back there, I'm like, I forgot this was here. It's so massive.
It is. I feel like there's something about it. Like it's in the Bermuda Triangle or something because everyone kind of forgets about it. But then, yeah, I do the same thing. Then when I remember, I'm like, oh, this is a really great park. But there's the playground area. But then there's this huge area with tables and an overhang. There's lots of grassy space. You could really go be off by yourself. There's tons of room to do that. And then, you know, if you need a coffee, you can go pick it up at the Village. If you need a little snack or something, it's just kind of a really, you can be outside. And then if you need access to things, you also have that. So just Meridian has some good park options for working. So the next category of spaces I wanted to talk about are spaces that you don't necessarily have to pay to go to the space, but it's maybe kind of expected that you'll pay while you're in the space, like a coffee shop or something like that, where it's they have lots of space or they have a space that is functional for work. But, you know, buy a coffee, support the business. Blake, are there any of those spaces that you found have been really good for work, for getting stuff done?
Oh, absolutely. I've spent so much time in coffee shops. And I just want to say off the top, like what you said with Meridian, the best place to work at, the best coffee shop to work at is not in Boise. It's the Flying M in Nampa. It's such a good spot. It's so big and like there's so many different like modules in that you can work in. It's just great. I think that some of my favorites to work at are any of the push and pours, which also, you know, bonus kind of come with a patio if the conditions are right.
Yeah.
Necker's a great one. Broadcast, I mean, you know, many of the ones downtown will certainly suffice because, you know, you've got the outlets, you've got Wi-Fi, and that's, you know, that's essentially what you're paying for if you get a coffee there.
Yeah, I mean, the cup of coffee is basically rent, right?
Yes. Like,
exactly, yeah.
I mean, like, you know, an hour, 2 hours or something. And, you know, you kind of also sometimes have to read the room in terms of, like, is this something that this coffee shop wants to support? So, like, I'm thinking about, so Push and Pour on the Bench is a place that I love working, especially if it's raining, because it's really nice to look outside in those windows. I would love to work in Primal, which is not too far from Push and Pour. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I think this place is really built for just hanging out and talking.
Exactly,
And, like, I don't want to mess this up with, like, a little glowing light screen.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I just love sitting there and just drinking. It's a really pleasant space.
I think the same is true. I mean, especially I think of, like, Flying M. Like, on a Saturday or Sunday morning, it's definitely more of just, like, social hour kind of vibe in there. But I mean, pretty much the rest of the week, if you go in there, you're gonna find someone working on a laptop. So you're like, oh, okay, at least I'm not the only one here.
Yeah, not the only one. Yeah, no, mine is again in Meridian for my Meridian people. But the Lucky Perk on Overland and Eagle is huge, and so it has this huge. You know, you order, and then there's kind of a seating area by where you order, but then there's this whole other section that is big and. Really, whenever I've gone there, that is where people are working. There's tons of seating, just tons of different space, and very quiet. Even when it's busy, it's big enough. It's kind of quiet. So I've just found that that is a really, like, I've worked there. My book club meets there sometimes. Like, it is just kind of a really great functional spot to get things done.
Yeah, and I do want to say there's also, like, breweries, bars are increasingly kind of pretty decent places to work. Like, sometimes they work out of Mother Earth Brewery. I forget, I think it's called Mother Earth. But it's, you know, it's one of those things where I just kind of want more options in between cafe and a co-working space or an office, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a ton of concepts around, like, Japan has a whole culture of having these like individual spaces that you can just like rent out an hour or two.
Yeah.
And something like that.
Almost like a parking space.
Exactly. A parking space for your body.
Yes.
I don't know how much demand there is for Boise and Meridian. Though maybe with remote work being such a big thing now, there could be a more of an opportunity for this kind of stuff. But like stuff like that would be super, super pleasant.
I agree. Yeah, I've about 2 years ago now, when I was like graduating from Boise State, one of my last essays, like final essays that I wrote, I finished at Neurolux, and you know, it was at like a Tuesday night. So it was fine. Like, I'm, you know, definitely, I think Neurolux probably doesn't want you pulling your laptops out in their bar very, very often. But it was like a Tuesday night, and there were like two other people there, so it was fine. And like, you can't wait to celebrate sometimes. So,
oh, absolutely.
I was in that position, and like, I agree. I think that there are some specifically, like you said, breweries rather than like bars, mm-hmm. that are definitely more friendly to this. But I agree. We need more, like, again, going back to like the actual third space vibe. One other one that I want to pitch to people, which I'm always pitching the Flicks to people. But sometimes the little like cafeteria area in the Flicks mm-hmm. is great.
That was on my mind too. Yeah, that's a great space.
It's such a great space. And then they have the upstairs like meeting room, which is like a very good like book club meeting room.
Oh, is that where the skeleton is?
Yes. So you can climb that little rickety staircase next to the left, and there's just like a conference room table up there. And you can just kind of park out there and work, and no one's going to bother you unless there's like a planned meeting or something. So I want more like that.
Yeah, something you said about Neurolux actually raised an interesting question, because like I loved places to work at night.
Much
less so these days as I enter my older age. But like just having a place where you can, that's not your home, that can do like 8 to 10 o'clock work would be, that would be great. I think Flying M kind of gets started in downtown Boise. I think Flying M and Empire also opens kind of late. But there aren't a ton of spaces for stuff like that.
For a coffee shop vibe, especially for someone under 21, I feel like Flying M is the only space I can think of.
Lindsay, is that something that you're hungry for too?
Not as much. with the three kids, that's not so much a space
totally
I need.
That's totally fair.
But I do recognize, you know, I think this discussion of do we have these spaces, so many of the people who have moved here in recent years are, you know, working from home or remote workers. And that's, you know, part of why they moved here. They wanted to live here and still be working in other states. And so I think that there is this need for these spaces. And I don't know that necessarily we've kept up with it and you know, really accommodated the growing population that needs these spaces in our area. So yeah, like I don't know that we have these nighttime spaces for, you know, the college students or the young adults who, you know, just want to get out of the house for the evening, still need to get work done.
Yeah. I mean, I think it raises, I mean, very quickly, some interesting questions around just like American culture in general and like our practices with kind of quote unquote community. Because then, I mean, we're talking about breweries and coffee shops, you know, coffee. Like a lot of coffee shops will often serve other things. But I think especially, I mean, even a few years ago, there's a big difference from what it is now. But like breweries and bars, then you're kind of expected to maybe drink. And a lot of folks don't drink or, you know, even aren't 21. So, I think that you're right. Like it immediately kind of gets to some core cultural conversations.
Yeah, that's such interesting because it reminds me that I believe the 2019 Boise mayoral cycle, there was a candidate, I forget his name, who was arguing that there was not enough, like, you know, his framing was kid-friendly spaces.
Yeah.
But like in general, right, a space where you're not where the custom isn't built around a distinctly adult thing, or even paying a lot of money, right?
And I think that's something that, you know, since the pandemic started, there has been a shift in this work culture. So How as a society are we going to keep up with that or accommodate that or make space for that in our societies? So jumping from businesses and where, or just even you're in a space, you know, please buy a coffee, something to support them because you're in the seat. What are maybe some free spaces, like truly third spaces where you can go, you're not really expected to buy anything, and it really is a good spot to get work done. Do we have those spaces in this area?
I mean, the clear first choice here is the library, mm-hmm. right? Like that is the role that building, that institution plays in almost any city. It is contingent on getting, I guess, a library membership, which is often free. I'm also thinking about Jump downtown in Boise, which feels like, I have really complicated feelings about Jump. Yeah. Like it feels like a really inefficient use of a community space.
Yeah.
There's not
in
a lot
so
of
many ways. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, well, I look at it and go like, well, this could really be like a great idea for like a third space. And so I'm thinking about places like, so Denver, for example, has Union Station, where you can actually work out of Union Station without having to pay for anything. And it's meant to serve as a kind of commonplace to some extent, though it is increasingly being policed from by private property, sort of private business sort of owners in that in that area.
Yeah.
But something like that. I would love to see more of that kind of stuff, though I understand the difficulty of opening up those kinds of spaces.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got one that's kind of unusual. As a nurse, it's a bit of an insider location that people might not know about, but or have thought of. But the Meridian St. Luke's, the main building, has tons of seating, like over by, they have all these clinics, but there's just this huge open area with all of this seating on the first and second floor. There's outlets and there's a coffee shop, there's a cafeteria, and it's, I went and checked it out. It's kind of a really decent spot to get work done.
Is it expected that folks can flow in and out? Because I assume that's for like families and people who are visiting, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like outside offices, but there's all of these, like, there's kind of this central area where there's just seats and people are coming and going. And I'm sure lots of them are, you know, visiting family or something. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, this is actually a pretty functional space that, I mean, you know, if it's busy or there's a lot going on, you know, maybe not the best space, but just kind of a hidden spot where
you don't have to buy
anything. Yeah. I don't know that they necessarily want everyone going there. So maybe don't go there the same day, everybody, and don't tell them I sent you. But it is really like they have little tables. So I just kind of pulled some tables and some chairs over and just had this like really cozy spot. Nobody bothered me. It was really quiet, got some work done. And, you know, it was kind of a functional space. I don't think it's intended to be that, but they have this wide open space by all these clinics. It's not, you know, you're not in the waiting room necessarily. It's just kind of this big open area.
It makes me think of like, I would never have thought about that. It also makes me think of like hotel lobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that culturally accepted? I've never tried it.
It depends on the city. There's like, okay. I mean, in New York, there's like a ton of like hotels where the expectation is the lobby is somewhat common spacey, but it really depends on like the nature of the space. And I love working out of hotel lobbies. If I could work out of the Modern, I would totally do it.
I was going to say that their patio is such a good patio.
Beautiful.
In the summertime.
Yeah. No, and we have some really nice lobbies around the Treasure Valley that would be really functional. Is that, you know, maybe a cultural thing that hasn't come to Boise yet, but could be really functional for people working from home?
Let's say we have a lot more hotels opening up eventually.
Yeah.
So. One thing that I have done in the past when I was making much less money is that I would like work out of a friend's apartment and we would just go back and forth.
Oh yeah,
so
totally.
It's like that person would have to like, okay, I'm working at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for you, you're visiting an office. And it does kind of still feed that hunger for a different space. And I love like bumping into other people's living situations. It's nice to see.
Yeah. I think there is one spot. It's adjacent to libraries, but I actually think it is a huge gem in Meridian. One of my favorite places in Meridian, I think. And it's sort of part of the library district, but it's called Meridian Unbound. And it's this really great like business center, and it's free. It's completely free. But when you go in, they have all kinds of Apple products, so you can use their computers. You don't have to have a computer. You can use all of their products. You have access to 3D printing. You can print off
That's awesome.
Work, you know, like any paperwork you have, posters in color. You have access, like using their Wi-Fi and everything, you can get access to their Adobe Premiere and use it the whole time you're there. They have a podcast room. So
that was awesome. So it's like a maker space kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so everybody there is super helpful. They want you to, you know, access everything, and you know, they're happy to show you how to use stuff. There are like three different kind of pod areas. So you can work in different spaces depending on what you're trying to do or what kind of equipment you need access to. And so it's just really kind of, I love that Meridian has that. And I shouldn't gatekeep it, but I feel like now that the word's going to be out, but I've gone there a few times and it really is just this really great, almost like a co-working spot, but it's free. Like
I love this. I love it. That's such a great service for the community. Like you know, you want spaces like that so that you can have a sense of community. If you frequent there, you can see people who are there all the time. That is lovely. I you know, would love that for Boise to have one too.
Yeah, I love that Meridian has that, and it's kind of been an interesting networking spot because you're kind of working around people. So of course you're gonna like, oh hey, what are you making? You know,
yeah.
And so I've gotten to meet different people in the community who are starting businesses or, you know, trying to create things or, you know, it's just, it is a really great community place that maybe everybody knows about it, but it kind of, when I bring it up, it seems like a lot of people don't know about it. And it's such an amazing resource that we have.
I'm curious about, yeah, that immediately makes me want to like learn more about like the business model of how it works and figure out like how we can get one of those in Boise. Because I don't know. I mean, like the alternative for us is like the warehouse. I don't know. And they don't have all that other stuff. But of course, I mean, the real alternative there is like libraries. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Nick. And I think that I want to throw out a couple of recommendations there, which is that obviously the downtown library for Boise is really amazing. And there's plenty of spaces that you can go to get work done, but mm-hmm. you know, I would still not expect like a university library type of like silence. There are, you know, like kind of that system. But also the Collister Library has really, really good study rooms and great like working spaces. So, you know, yeah, take a little trip out of your neighborhood and go over to Collister if you don't live there, because that's a great library.
I feel like any major like service, like, so I'm thinking like a thing like a zoo, for example, the Boise Zoo would be a great place to have like a little room for you to hang out in and maybe
that's
work
so true.
Out.
Yeah.
It's anything like the zoo, right?
Yeah.
Museums, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, and that would kind of be a great location because it's right next to all kinds of really different facilities. Like you're kind of outdoors, you could be more indoors. Mm-hmm. Like that really would be a great functional space if they were interested.
Great 15-minute break. Look at a giraffe.
Yeah.
What a joy.
Watch them fight each other. Scariest thing you ever see walking through there.
Well, thank you so much, Blake and Nick. I think these were some really good ideas and discussions about what third spaces we have and how functional is the Treasure Valley. I mean, we talked about lots of different cities, but how functional is the Treasure Valley for working from home?
Yeah. Bring more third spaces to Boise, folks. We can do it. Please.
That's all for today here on CityCast Boise. If you enjoyed the show, why not tell a friend about us? We'll be back tomorrow morning with our Friday News Roundup. See you then.